Yeah.
Okay, Joy.
Okay.
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Carla. Okay, well, welcome everybody to my first broadcast. The title of this talk is Patch Adams, the Funny Doctor. And I'll begin by reading out the blurb about this talk that's in the events calendar, since I know that depending on the device you're using, not everyone will necessarily be able to see it. So the blurb reads as follows. In a country, the USA, where the first thing you're asked when you seek medical treatment is, can you pay? Patch Adams is a doctor who stands out for offering free healthcare and for having gathered together teams of other medically trained staff to do the same. Such action within the framework of a money-based system we live in can only be attractive to socialists in that it prefigures the will and ability many people have, even in capitalism, to offer their energies free of charge to those in need, simply on the twin bases of empathy and personal satisfaction. Okay, I hope that gives you a general idea of the subject of this talk. And we're going to ask you to watch a short 5-minute YouTube clip from an interview with a man who's the subject of my talk. I hope this will give you some idea of who this individual is and make it easier for me afterwards to spend 15 minutes or so putting forward some ideas on what he's done and is still doing and on any relevance this may have to socialist ideas and the socialist case. Okay, so we can watch the video now. Okay. Right, so as you've seen, the chances are actually that if you know something about this individual, it's through a film made about him in 1998, and it was starring Robin Williams. The film was in fact called Patch Adams, but Williams tended to play Adams' character mainly for laughs and didn't necessarily give a clear view of the work done by him and the philosophy underlying it. I'll say a bit more about that later. First of all, I think you'll see in the video clip that he acquitted himself pretty well. The host, that's Oprah Winfrey, everybody knows, tries to make him look foolish, but she very much fails. And this is, broadly speaking, the story of his character. Someone who has stood out against accepted norms and held his ground extremely well. So, who is Patch Adams? The video clip told us something about him. And there are loads of other clips found to be found on YouTube and well worth watching. But just to say a bit more about his life, ideas and any relevance to socialist ideas. He was born in 1945, so he's now 76. And after difficult early years, he studied medicine, qualified in 1971. He'd already developed the view that health has a strong environmental component and that you can't separate the health of a person from the circumstances they're living in. The trouble was, as he saw it, in the country he lived in, very many people couldn't afford to get the healthcare they needed and so suffered and sometimes died unnecessarily. So with his wife and a few medical friends, he founded what he called the Gesundheit Institute, which was a small community hospital where all advice and treatment was offered free. Having done this for 10 years or more, he came to the view that it was a vision that needed to be expanded, and so closed the institute and set about trying to raise money and support for a new project, in fact a larger version of the old one, a free, full-scale hospital and healthcare community covering a large area of land in West Virginia where traditional medicine would be practiced side by side with alternative medicine by a large team of medical practitioners, all giving their services for free. He alluded to this in the video clip you've just seen. He set about touring the US and the wider world, lecturing, money raising, and in fact is still doing it. If you watch any of the videos on him on YouTube, you'll see he's a hell of a good speaker. He's made a point of emphasising that good care depends not just on a doctor's technical expertise, but on what he's called humour and play. This is part of his philosophy, that physical and emotional health go together. And this is what's earned him the nickname, the Funny Doctor. Since he doesn't hesitate to, if you like, act daft in medical settings, especially where children are involved. He regards this as an integral part of their treatment. When the film I mentioned earlier with Robin Williams was made about him, that element was particularly emphasised, leading to criticism by Adams and others that the whole thing was played for laughs at the expense of all the other aspects of his work and ideas. He's quoted as saying, that's Patch, he made $21 million for 4 months of pretending to be me, in a very simplistic version, and he did not give $10 to my free hospital. The real Patch Adams would have given all $21 million to a free hospital in a country where 80 million cannot get healthcare. That's the end of the quote. However, he also expressed gratitude to Williams for giving publicity to his Gesundheit Institute and helping to advance the project. By 2007, he announced that another $1 million would allow his hospital to be built with 40 beds and to offer free holistic care to anyone who needed it. But he's still giving free healthcare to the extent he can, as are a good many medical practitioners who've supported and gathered around him. So Adams is someone who's always gone against the grain. In this case, against the US medical system, which is far more of a free market setup than any of the European ones. This means it's quite a bit easier to die of poverty in America than, say, in the UK. If you can't pay for decent medical treatment, then there's a good chance you won't get it. In the US, 40-odd thousand people die each year from experiencing homelessness. Many people have chronic diseases and disabilities which go untreated. And life expectancy for people in these kind of situations is 2 to 3 decades shorter than the national average. The most striking thing when you look at this, what this character has done, is that he's persuaded quite a few others to adopt the same empathetic way of practicing their profession as him. He's been prepared to go to considerable lengths to demonstrate this and to be a model for others. And one of the important things here from a socialist point of view is what he says about so-called human nature, that in a country with a prevailing ethic of greed is good, there can still be people who take just the opposite position, and in so doing show just how nothing is fixed and how flexible and adaptable human behaviour can be, even in the most difficult and unexpected circumstances. He's never tired of stressing that human beings are more than willing to give their time and labour without remuneration for the benefit of their fellow human beings. We saw how he did that on the video, to the apparent consternation of some of those present. But like many people thinking and operating in the system in a non-capitalist way, Adams hasn't taken the truly important step, the political one. He'd clearly like healthcare to be free and the best possible for everyone, but he hasn't worked out that, even if it were to happen under American capitalism, it would be a drop in the ocean in the context of the inequalities inherent in the profit and buying and selling system as a whole. So, did the optimistic Patch ever get his hospital built? Well, no, he didn't. Or not yet anyway. And maybe, in American capitalism, it's a bit of a pipe dream. But the Gesundheit Collective did initially run their small hospital entirely free of charge to patients and staff by volunteer professionals, from doctors to gardeners and cooks, and they did that for over a decade. And maybe that's a miracle in itself. And Patch has spent much of the last 15 years touring the globe, crowdfunding, promoting his ideas for the mental and physical care of patients. And one can only applaud him for that, even if he hasn't taken into account what we as socialists would call the bigger picture. Thank you.